弟兄姊妹平安。
Peace, brothers and sisters.
感谢主又赐给我们这个美好的日子，让我们一起来敬拜他。
Thank the Lord that gave us this wonderful day so we can worship Him.
我们今天继续来分享马可福音第二章。
Today I want continue to preach on the chapter 2 of book of Mark.
对，经文就是我们刚才念的一到十二节。
From 1 to 12.
我们一起来祷告。
Let us pray.
父神，我们谢谢你的恩典，主，你又带领你的儿女来到你的殿中来敬拜你。
Our Heavenly Father, we thank you for your grace that you bring your children come to your sanctuary to worship you.
主，你是万王之王，万主之主。
Lord, you are the King of the Kings and the Lord of Lords.
主。在这就求主你引导每个你的儿女今天的敬拜能够达到你的面前。
Lord, we ask you to lead every one of your children so that our worship can reach you in heaven.
让我们真的知道我们真需要你。
Lord, let us truly know that we need you.
主，孩子也求主你保守我们每个你儿女的心思意念。
We also ask the Lord to keep everyone.Mind and heart.
主，每位你的儿女，若在过去一周，主有得罪人的，有得罪你的，主就求主你来赦免他们。
Anyone who in the past week sinned against you or others, Lord, please forgive them.
因为你告诉我们，我是圣洁的，主你们也要圣洁。
Because you taught us that you are holy, so we should be holy too.
主就求主你祝福我们今天一起敬拜的时间。
Lord, we ask you to bless our worship time.
让主你得到你该得的荣耀。
So you have all the glory you deserve.
我们共同的祈求是奉耶稣基督的名。
We pray in unison in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen. 通过我们前面的信息，我们知道耶稣首先呼召了四个门徒。
Through the previous preaching that we know, Jesus first called four disciples.
彼得和他的兄弟安德烈，雅各和他的兄弟约翰。
Peter and his brother Andrew, and John and his brother James.
他带着他们以加百农为基地，在加利利全地传道赶鬼，并且医治各样的病。
He led them throughout the town of Capernaum, and they cast out demons and preached God's word.
告诉人们天国近了，让人们悔改信福音。
And he told them that the kingdom is near. Everyone should repent and turn to God.
他的教训不像文士，就像有权柄的人。
His teaching is not like the scribes, but has his own authority.
他手到病除，医治各样的病。
And every time when he heals people, the person always gets healed.
他一句吩咐赶出鬼。
Only by his word that the demons are cast out.
因此他的名声就传遍了加利利的四方。
So his name is proclaimed around the.All the cities in Galilee.
他不管在城市、乡村，还是在偏僻的旷野。
Not only in the city or towns, and also in the wilderness or villages.
人们都来就近他，把患各样疾病的人带到他的面前。
And the people all over came to him and bring the sickness to him.
凡是来求他的，他就医治他们。
Whoever come and to seek his healing, and he will heal them.
那么今天的信息也告诉我们。
And today's message also taught us.
那么耶稣有一段时间是在加利利各会堂和旷野传天国的道。
And for some period of time, Jesus was preaching God's word in the synagogue or in the wilderness.
那么今天的经文开始告诉我们，他后来呢，他又返回到加百农。
And today's passage told us that Jesus returned to the town of Capernaum.
那我们今天通过信息，我们就会看到。
And through today's message, we will see.
基督总是使用他的超乎万有的权柄，祝福那些在他里面有真信心的人。
Christ always blesses those who have true faith in him by his authority above all.
让我们通过三点来讨论。
And we will teach this in three points.
第一到四节告诉我们真信心的表现。
And the first, it's the, what is the true faith?
那么第五节还有第十一到十二节告诉我们基督的祝福。
From verse 5 to 12 and teaches us what is the blessing from the Lord.
那第六节到第十节呢告诉我们基督的主权。
And from verse 6 and tells us that the sovereignty of Christ.
我们先看第一点真信心的表现。
And first, let us take a look at the manifestation of the true faith.
这在第一到四节。
From verse 1 to 4.
过了些日子，耶稣又进了加百农，人听见他在房子里，就有许多人聚集，甚至连门前都没有空地。耶稣就对他们讲道，有人带着一个摊子来见耶稣，是用四个人抬来的，因为人多不得进前，就把耶稣所在的房子拆了房顶，既拆通，就把摊子连所躺卧的褥子都垂下去。
A few days later, when Jesus again entered Capernaum, the people heard that he had come home. So many gathered that there was no room left, not even outside the door. And he preached the word to them. Some men came, bringing to him a paralytic carried by four of men. Since they could not get him to Jesus because of the crowd, they made an opening in the roof above Jesus. And after digging through it, lowered the mat the paralyzed man was laying on.
这里我们看到，当人们听说耶稣回到加百农之后，又有许多人来到他所住的地方。
Here we know that after the crowd knows that Jesus returned to the town of Capernaum,
门前本来是一片空地，现在站满了人。
It was empty in the yard, but now it's the people all over crowded the yard.
他们有的是来听耶稣讲道。
Some came to listen to Jesus' teaching.
有的是来想请他医治。
Some came for the healing.
有的是来看他行各样的神迹。
Some came for the to watch the miracle he performs.
所以这其中就有一个摊子是被四个人抬来的。
There's one paralytic that was carried by four men.
他来的时候呢，耶稣正在讲道。
When he came, that Jesus was preaching.
很明显，他们来是想让耶稣治好这个摊子。
And apparently, those people that carried the paralytic, they want Jesus to heal this man.
他们很可能听说耶稣手到病除，治好了彼得的岳母的热病，轻轻一摸就治好了大麻风。
Maybe they have heard that Jesus is very effective in healing people and healed the Peter's mother-in-law.
他们相信只要能见到耶稣，摊子一定能被治好。
And they believe that if they can meet Jesus, then this paralytic can be healed.
然而当他们来到这里时，门前已经聚集了很多的人。
But when they arrived, there's so many people around the house.
他们已经没有可能进去见耶稣。
They have no way to enter the house.
于是他们就上了房顶，开始在那里挖洞。
So they climbed up to the roof.
想把摊子垂下来，好让耶稣看着他，摸着他。
So they dig through the roof. They want so that the Jesus can reach the paralytic can heal him.
因为他们相信，只要耶稣摸着他，摊子一定能被治好。
Because they believe if Jesus touched the paralytic, he will be healed.
那么在耶稣时代的巴勒斯坦，房子都是一层的平顶屋。
During the time period of when Jesus was in Palestine, all the houses, the roof are very flat.
那么借屋顶的时候呢，先是在墙与墙之间呢放几根粗木横梁。
So when they build the house, between the walls, they have this wooden log in between.
那么在这横梁上放角系的这些木材。
And along those logs, then they put some other wood pieces to connect.
然后放树枝楼尾，最后用泥盖上。
Then they put branches and some weeds, then put a mud over them.
所以呢，挖通房顶也并不是一件容易的事情。
So if you want to dig a hole on the roof, it's not easy.
这里我们就看到他们的信心之坚定。
Through this effort, we can see these men, they are very firm in their faith.
他们不把这个摊子放到耶稣面前，他们誓不罢休。
They will not stop until they can put the paralytic in front of Jesus.
那么这里我们讲到信心，我们自然会思想什么是信心。
So here we met the word faith. So what is faith?
那么希伯来书十一章一节告诉我们，信心，信就是所望之事的实底，未是未见之事的确据。
In the book of Hebrews, chapter 11, verse 1 tells us, faith is being sure of what we hope for and certain of what we do not see.
那么更通俗的讲，也就是说，信心就是知道所盼望的事一定会发生。
And use another sentence to explain that is, faith is we are sure we believe that what we hope for will happen.
就在它发生前，心里就确信了，没有任何怀疑。
Before it actually happened, we have no doubt and we know it will happen.
那么这个摊子和他的四个朋友的信心就是。
And this four men and his paralytic, their faith is.
只要摊子能面对面见耶稣，耶稣一定能治好他。
If the paralytic can see Jesus face to face, then Jesus can heal the paralytic.
所以他们就想尽一切可能的办法要达到这个目标。
So they use all their energies to reach this goal.
就是把摊子放到耶稣面前。
So they want to lay the paralytic before Jesus.
这里我们看到有真信心的人在盼望达到一个目标的时，他一定伴随着一些具体的行为。
So that we know if a person has true faith, in order to reach his goal, he will have some action.
而这个信心呢，其实就是这个行为的动力。
And this faith is the motivation for for the action.
如果他说他有信心，却什么也不做，那么他的信心就是死的。
If one says he has faith, but without doing anything, this faith is dead.
因为他的信心，因为他没有动力。
Because there is no motivation.
没有动力就没有行为。
Without motivation, there is no action.
那么雅各书二章十七节还有二十二节是这样告诉我们关于信心跟行为的关系。
The book of James teaches us what is the relationship between faith and action.
这样信心若没有行为，这信心就是死的。可见信心是与他的行为并行，而且信心应在行为才得成全。
Verse 17, in the same way, faith by itself, if it is not accompanied by action, is dead. Verse 22, you see that his faith and his actions were working together, and his faith was made complete by what he did.
所以我们可以说行为就是信心的具体表现。
So we can say that action is the fulfillment of people's, of one's faith.
是信心在推动行为的发生。
It's the faith that pushes and motivates the action to happen.
正是因为摊子和他四个朋友的信心。
It is because the paralytic and his four friends' faith.
他们没有因为人多不能进去就停止他们的行为。
Not because there's so many people there.They cannot get in, then they stopped send the paralytic in.
而是想尽办法，最后打通房顶。
And they did their best and find a way and to open the roof.
最后把摊子呢跟褥子一垂下去。
So they can lower the paralytic with his mat through the roof.
那么路加福音对这件事情的记载呢更为详细。
And the book of Luke recorded this event in more detail.
那么在路加福音五章十九节里面是这样讲的，说却因人多，寻不出法子抬进去，就上了房顶，从瓦街把他连褥子垂到当中，正在耶稣面前。
Chapter 5, verse 19. When they could not find a way to do this because of the crowd, they went up on the roof and lowered him on his mat through the tiles into the middle of the crowd, right in front of Jesus.
所以就是因着他们一起的信心，四个朋友最终把摊子放到了耶稣面前，达到了他们的目标。
Because of their faith all together, they put the paralytic in front of Jesus.
下面我们就看一下信心所带来的祝福是什么。
Now let's take a look what is the blessing that comes with the faith.
所以我们一起看第五章，第二章第五节，还有第十一节到第十二节。
Let's look at from verse chapter 2, verse 5.
其实我们把第五节跟第十一节、十二节连起来读的话，我们会看到这是一个整体。
If we read together, verse 5, verse 10 to 12, then we can see this is a very, it's a complete description.
而中间插入这个第六节到第十节，是因为耶稣基督知道了这些文士在私下议论一些事情。
From verse 6 to the verse 10.Because Jesus knows the heart of those scribes, so he, those verses are put in the middle.
所以呢，把第十一、十二节放到这个第六节之后呢，其实对第五节的一个延续。
And verse 11 and 12.So it's actually it's the continual explanation after verse 5.
所以我们下面把第五节还有第十一、十二节我们连在一起读，我们就会发现这是一个整体。
Let's read verse 5 and verse 11 and 12 together, then we can see the connection.
耶稣借他们的信心就对摊子说，小子，你的罪赦了，我吩咐你起来，拿你的褥子回家去吧。那人就起来，立刻拿着褥子当众人面出去，以致众人都惊奇，归荣耀与神，说我们从来没有见过这样的事。
Verse 5, when Jesus saw their face, he said to the paralytic, Son, your sin is forgiven. Verse 11, he said to the paralytic, I tell you, get up, take your mat, and go home. He got up, took his mat, and walked out in full view of them.This amazed everyone, and they praised God.
所以从第五节我们看到这里祝福，那么耶稣基督的祝福呢，首先是罪的赦免。
And we can see that the first blessing from verse 5 is the sin is forgiven.
其实当时人们并不知道耶稣是谁。
At that time, a lot of people, they do not know who is Jesus.
只是从他的所作所为断定他不是一个平常人。
But through all his actions, they know he is not an ordinary man.
他有常人没有的特殊能力。
He has the special capabilities beyond man.
能赶鬼和医治各样的病。
And he can cast out demons and heal many diseases.
那么这四个人呢，把摊子抬到耶稣的面前。
And the four men carried the paralytic in front of Jesus.
其实只是想寻求耶稣的医治，并没有想寻求罪得到赦免。
They only seek to get the paralytic man healed, but not thinking the sin is forgiven.
这里我们看到说耶稣借他们的信心。
Here we can see when Jesus saw their faith.
很明显，主耶稣是被他们的信心所打动。
And we know that Jesus is very moved by their faith.
他没有说，先生，你的罪赦了。
He didn't say, Mr. Your sin is forgiven.
而是说，小子，你的罪赦了。
And he's saying, Son, your sin is forgiven.
所以这里 这羊羔里面翻译的这个小子呢，其实在原文里面它是上是儿子的，是儿子。
Here, Jesus called the paralytic son.
那么这既表达了他对瘫子的怜悯。
And this expressed Jesus's mercy over this paralytic.
又表达了他们之间的关系在一瞬间的变化。
And also indicate the relationship between this paralytic and Jesus.
从素不相识到一个父与子的关系。
And they, from not knowing each other, now they become father and son.
那么瘫子其实的字看到了他眼前的表面的需要。
And the paralytic only sees his obvious and the immediate needs.
而耶稣呢，首先满足了他的永恒的还有内在的需要。
But Jesus first met his eternal need and his need for the eternity.
那么从一会儿上下文我们可以看到，耶稣不但赦免了他的罪，而且医治了他的病。
From the context, we will see that Jesus not only forgave his sin, he also healed his disease.
那么我们从第十一节跟十二节连起来读的话，我们就又会发现，这一幕让我们会想到耶稣吩咐巫鬼从所附之人身上出来，以及他呼召首批门徒的情景。
And if we read verse 11 and 12, we will remember that when Jesus ordered the demons come out from the man, and also when he did some other miracles.
那么他们的共同之处就是耶稣的吩咐一出口，他所吩咐的事就马上应验。
There's a common ground that when Jesus ordered came out of his mouth, and there's immediate effect.
巫鬼立刻会从人身上出去。
And the demons will come out of the person immediately.
他一呼召门徒，门徒没有说任何话，就马上跟随他。
When he calls the disciples without any words,The disciples followed him immediately.
这里又说他一吩咐，那么瘫子立刻站起来，就遵循他的话，拿着褥子行走。
And here is when he ordered the paralytic to get up and walk, and then the paralytic immediately did the same thing.
那我们从第十一节到第十二节也看到。
And from verse 11 to 12, we also can see.
因着瘫子和他四个朋友的信心，带来了耶稣基督赦罪和医治的祝福。
Because of the faith that the paralytic and his friends have, that Jesus forgave his sin and also healed his sickness.
那么第十二节最后说，众人都惊奇归荣耀与神，说我们从来没有见过这样的事。
And verse 12 says that.The crowd amazed, and they praised God, and saying, "We have never seen anything like this."
那么很明显，这里众人虽然对耶稣所做的事情感到惊奇
，and here we can see, even though the crowd was very amazed by Jesus' action,
他们还是认为耶稣只不过是一个有血有肉的人。
He still think Jesus is only a flesh man.
不相信他也是神。
They do not believe he is God.
因为他们没有把荣耀归给他。
Because they did not give the glory to Jesus.
而耶稣之所以能行这样的神迹奇事，是因为他是神。
The reason that Jesus can perform such a miracle because he is God himself.
他有一切的主权，要行他想要行的。
He has all the sovereignty to perform what he wants to do.
来彰显他自己的荣耀。
He will proclaim his own, manifest his own glory.
下面我们看一下最后一点，基督他到底有什么主权？
So what is the authority Jesus have?
那么第六节和第七节告诉我们，先看一下第六节跟第七节。
Let us start with verse 6 and 7.
有几个文士坐在那里，心里议论说：“这个人为什么这样说呢？他说既往的话了。除了神以外，谁敢赦罪呢？”
Now some teachers of the law were sitting there, thinking to themselves, "Why does this fellow talk like that? He's blaspheming." Who can be forgive sin but God alone?
那么当听到耶稣宣告赦罪，赦免了摊子的罪以后，其实文士呢立即产生了强烈的反应。
When they heard Jesus forgive the paralytic sin, those Bible teachers they reacted very obviously.
他们认为耶稣的宣告是在亵渎神。
Because they think that Jesus' proclamation is blaspheme God.
为什么他们这样认为呢？
Why they think that way?
因为文士对旧约圣经的理解是没有人有权柄来赦免人的罪。
Because the scribes think that no man has the authority to forgive sin.
即使是他们所盼望的弥赛亚也没有这样的权柄。
Even though it is the Messiah they are waiting for, still do not have that authority.
他们坚决主张只有神有权柄赦免人的罪。
They firmly insisted only God can forgive sin.
而亵渎神是对神极大的冒犯。
Blaspheme God is a very flagrant sin against God.
是要被处死的。
It will be put to death.
那么在利未记第24:16告诉我们，那亵渎耶和华名的必被致死，全会众要用石头打死他，不管是寄居的是本地人，他亵渎耶和华名的时候必被致死。
From the book of Leviticus chapter 24 verse 16 tells us, anyone who blasphemes the name of the Lord must be put to death. The entire assembly must stone him, whether an alien or a native born. When he blasphemes the name, he must be put to death.
所以文士的这一主张其实并没有本身并没有错。
So the scribes' action, their thinking seems from the surface without any error.
文士的错误乃是他们不认为耶稣基督是耶稣是神。
Their sin is because they do not think Jesus is God.
然而文士认识到耶稣并非在表达一种个人的观点。然而文士他们感觉到耶稣并不是在表达一种个人的观点。
But here the scribes they are thinking that Jesus is not only tell his own thinking.
从耶稣赦罪的宣告看，他似乎是有和神同等的权柄。
From the forgiveness of sin that Jesus proclaimed, they think that Jesus is claiming he and God are equal.
因为他说他能赦免人的罪。
Because he said he can forgive sin.
其实他是在公开宣告他的神性。
Because he is publicly proclaiming that his deity.
而文士就是不信他是耶稣是神。
But the scribes they do not believe Jesus is God.
认为他只是一个人。
They think Jesus is only a man.
也就是他们只接受耶稣的人性，而拒绝他的神性。
They only accept Jesus' manhood, not Jesus is God.
而耶稣的神性呢，他是透过他的所作所为来彰显的。
But Jesus' deity demonstrated through what he says, what he said and what he did.
那么当今现在呢，就有一些异端邪说，也是拒绝耶稣的神性。
But nowadays there's some false teachings that refuse that Jesus is deity.
例如耶和华借着人他主张，他说新约中没有教导耶稣的神性。
For example, the Jehovah Witness, they proclaim that Jesus never, in the New Testament, Jesus never said he is God.
所以他们就认为耶稣基督不是神，他只是一个人。
So they think Jesus is not God, only man.
那么就像今天信息，那么就像今天信息中赦罪的宣告一样。
Just like Jesus proclaim about the forgiveness of sin.
这些都是记录在新约中，所以透过这些我们就能知道耶稣基督是在透过他自己的行为彰显他的神性。
These are all recorded everywhere in the New Testament. Through the New Testament, Jesus' teaching, his word and his deed demonstrate that he is God.
也就是说拒绝耶稣的神性其实是一个无知的表现。
Refusing Jesus' deity, it is a very ignorant, foolish thinking.
因为新约中好多的地方有这样的记载，都是耶稣基督自己在彰显他自己的神性。
Because in the New Testament, recording that Jesus, is demonstrating he is God everywhere.
那么我们在这可以举一个例子，关于耶稣基督的，关于他们的无知。
We can have an example of how ignorant the people refuse Jesus as God.
那么如果有一台电脑，
if there's a computer,
那么它必须有一个密，输入一个密码，这台电脑才能被启动。
There's a password you have to enter to start the computer.
而这个密码呢，只有这个它的主人知道。
Only the people who owns the computer has the password.
而这个主人就是唯一的人。
And he is the only one who has the password.
那么如果有一个人输入密码启动了这台电脑，
But if someone else enter the password and start up the computer,
那么也就是这个人一定是他的主人。
And this person must be the owner of the computer.
因为只有一个人能启动这台电脑。
Only he himself can start the computer.
同样，如果只有神能行各样的神迹奇事，只有神能赦免人的罪。
If only God can perform miracles and only Him can forgive sins.
那么，如果现在出现了一位能行各样的神迹奇事，并且宣告能赦免人的罪。
And if there's one that can perform all miracles and also can forgive sins and claim He Himself is God.
那他一定是神。
And He must be God.
其实从第一章我们就知道，这些文士也亲眼目睹过耶稣所行的神迹奇事，以及他带有权柄的教训。
And from chapter one, we know that the scribes, they know that what Jesus said and what he did.
其实他们并不是不懂不明白，而是他们的无知和他们的心理刚硬。
It's not like they do not understand or they do not see, but it's because of their ignorance and their foolishness and their heart is hardened.
我们看第八节跟第九节。
Let us take a look at verse 8 and 9.
耶稣心中知道他们心里这样议论，就说：你们心里为什么这样议论呢？若或对摊子说：你的罪赦了，或说起来拿你的褥子行走，哪一样容易呢？
Immediately Jesus knew in his spirit that this was what they were thinking in their hearts, and he said to them, Why are you thinking these things? Which is easier, to say to the paralytic, Your sins are forgiven, or to say, Get up, take your mat, and walk?
所以呢，从这里知道，文士他并没有公开指责耶稣。
So here we know thatThe scribes, they didn't openly rebuke Jesus.
他们只是在心里思想。
Only think the thought about that in their heart.
而耶稣就知道他们心里在想什么。
But Jesus knows what they are thinking in their heart.
因为他是全知全能的神。
Because he is God all-knowing and almighty.
那么这里对第九节说，或对摊子说你的罪赦了，或说起来拿你的褥子行走，哪一样容易呢？
And verse 9, which is easier, to say to the paralytic, your sins are forgiven, or to say, get up, take your mat and walk?
人们解释这一节经文有两种观点。
There's two explanations over this verse.
一种观点说，你的罪赦免。
Some say that saying your sins are forgiven.
比说起来你拿你的褥子行走更容易。
It's easier than say get up and take your mat and walk.
因为没有人能检验是否摊子的罪真的被赦免。
Because no one can examine that the, if the paralytic sin is forgiven or not.
也就是说，没有办法确信或者反驳耶稣宣告的真实性。
And they do not have any to, there's not any proof for Jesus saying to forgive that sins of that paralytic.
如果耶稣说起来，拿你的褥子行走。
If Jesus said, "Get up and take your mat and walk."
他就把自己比到一个境地，人们会等待目睹是否他有能力治好这个瘫子。
And Jesus put himself in the corner and let the, so that the people can testify, can see if this man has been healed and can walk.
所以只有他能治好了这个瘫子，这个瘫子才能行走。
Only when he healed this paralytic, then he can walk.
我不同意这个观点，因为他这里是在怀疑耶稣是全知全能的神。
I disagree with this explanation because they are doubting that Jesus is all omniscient and omnipotent God.
另一种观点认为
，And another explanation.
在当时的情形，耶稣面对许多他的仇敌。
During that time, the period that Jesus is facing all his enemies.
如果他说起来拿你的褥子行走，更安全还更容易一些。
It probably is easier for him to say, "Get up and take your mat and walk."
而耶稣自己知道，如果他说你的罪赦了，他其实是在自投罗网。
And Jesus himself should know this. He knows this that when he says, "Your sin is forgiven," he's put himself in trouble.
因为他是在公开宣扬他自己是神。
Because he's openly proclaiming that he is God.
这正是他的仇敌所指责他的，认为他是在亵渎神。
This is the rebuke from his enemies that he claimed himself is God.
而耶稣呢，并没有选容易的，他是故意选了一个更难的。
Jesus didn't choose the easy one; he chose the hard one.
其实这种观点也是人的想法。
This is also man's invention.
因为难易只有对于有限的人才成立。
If it's easy or difficult, that's only to man.
对于无限的全知全能的神是没有难易之分的。
To an infinite God, with almighty power, omniscient and almighty God, there is no easy or difficult.
因为他说有就有，命里就立，在他没有难成的事。
Because when he say yes and it is, and when he commands and it came exist, there is no easy or difficulty.
所以其实第十节到第十二节也是给了我们这个答案。
So from verse 10 to 12 gave us the answer.
那么第十节他告诉我们说
Verse 10 tells us
但要叫你们知道人子在地上有赦罪的权柄就对瘫子说我吩咐你起来拿你的褥子回家去吧那人就站起来立即拿着褥子当众人的面出去了
But that you may know that the Son of Man has authority on earth to forgive sins.He said to the paralytic, I tell you, get up, take your mat, and go home. He got up, took his mat, and walked out in full view of them all.
而耶稣做这一切都是为了彰显他自己的神性。
Jesus did all this to manifest that he manifest his deity.
他首先想让人们知道他不仅仅是弥赛亚他也是旧约中所提到的人子。
He's not only demonstrated that he's Messiah, he's also the Son of Man that is proclaimed in the Old Testament.
他也是三位一体神的第二位。
He is also the Trinity God, the second person of the Trinity God.
因为这里他说人子在地上有赦罪的权柄。
And here it says the Son of Man has the authority to forgive sin.
也就是说他有权柄赦免人的罪。
That means he has the authority to forgive sin.
他有权柄医治各样的病。
He has authority to heal all kinds of diseases.
他有权柄行一切他要行的。
He has the authority to do what he wants to do.
那么除了人子在新约中呢，对耶稣基督呢有不同的称号。
The Son of Man has the different calling name called to Jesus.
比如神，比如称他为神的儿子、人子、基督和主。
For example, we say Jesus is the Son of God and the Son of Man and Christ.
那么，但是当耶稣自己描述他的身份时，他最多用的是人子这个称谓。
When Jesus calls himself, the name he used most often is the Son of Man.
那么就像第十节中所用的。
Just like it is used in verse 10.
那么这里他说人子，那么人子到底是谁？
Here he calls the Son of Man. Who is the Son of Man?
让我们继续从但以理书里面但以理所看到的异象，我们可以了解到。
Let us take a look of the book of Daniel when Daniel saw the vision.
那么但以理书第七章第九节是这样说的，我观看借有宝座设立，上头坐着亘古常在者，他的衣服洁白如雪，头发如重结的羊毛，宝座乃火焰，其龙乃烈火。
Daniel chapter 7 verse 9, as I looked, thrones were set in place, and the Ancient of Days took his seat. His clothing was as white as snow. The hair of his head was white like wool. His throne was flaming with fire, and its wheels were all ablaze.
那么第七章第十三节到第十四节是这样说的，我在夜间的异象中观看，就有一位像人子的驾着天云而来，被领到亘古常在者面前，得了权柄、荣耀、国度，使各方、各国、各族的人都侍奉他。他的权柄是永远的，不能废去；他的国必不败坏。
Chapter 7, verse 13, 14 says this, In my vision at night, I looked, and there before me was one like a son of man, coming with the clouds of heaven. He approached the Ancient of Days and was led into his presence. He was given authority, glory, and sovereign power. All peoples, nations, and men of every language worshipped him. His dominion is an everlasting dominion and will not pass away, and his kingdom is one that will never be destroyed.
那么从这些经文我们会看到，人子是被万古长存者所指定的那一位。
And from these passages we know the Son of Man is pointed by the Ancient of Days.
那他要成为万国万民的主。
And he will be the Lord of all people and nations.
那么他的国将永远长存。
And his kingdom will be everlasting.
而他已经来到过地上。
And he came to the earth already.
传他救赎的福音。
Proclaim his gospel.
为他子民的罪卑微自己。
And for his people that he humbled himself.
受尽苦难，死在十字架上。
And he suffered all the suffering on the cross.
三天后复活，如今就在父神的右边。
And died and resurrected on the third day, and now he's sitting on the right hand of the Father.
那么很明显，这个人子就是我们的主耶稣基督。
And apparently, this Son of Man is Jesus Christ, our Lord.
也就是耶稣今天在今天的经文中自称是人子。是要彰显他赦罪的神圣权柄。
So Jesus claimed that he is the Son of Man, is telling us that he is God and he has the authority to forgive sins.
那么从今天的信息我们可以看到。
From today's message we can learn.
摊子和他的四个朋友怀着极大的信心。
And the paralytic with his four friends, they have great faith.
各样克服各样的拦阻，最终将摊子放到了耶稣面前。
They overcome all the hurdles, then they laid out the paralytic in front of Jesus.
那么他不但得到身体上的医治，他一切的罪也被赦免。
Not only he received the healing from Jesus, his body. Also, all his sins are forgiven by Jesus.
所以，因着他的信心，他不但得到了眼前的身体上的祝福。
Because of his faith, not only he received the blessings on the surface.
他也得到了永恒的属灵的祝福。
He also received the eternal blessing.
那么，从今天的信息，我们至少可以学到俩点。
We can learn these two points.
那么第一就是集体的信心非常的重要。
First is the faith for the group is very important.
那么它是我们在基督里合一的根基和动力。
This is the base that we can have our union in Christ.
那么作为基督身体的肢体。
And as the body parts in Jesus Christ,
我们是否常常一起怀着同样的信心为我们的教会来祷告？
Do we often pray for our church and for other bodies that in the church?
来求主带领，求主施恩。
And pray for God to bless us and to lead us.
我们是否作为家庭成员中的一员？
And are we as a member of the family?
父母和儿女一起来到基督的面前。
And parents and with their children, they come together to Jesus.
同心合意为一些家庭的事务。
And to have pray in unison.
为家庭在主里的成长祷告呢。
And to pray for the growth of the family.
为夫妻关系，为父母与儿女的关系祷告呢？
And to pray for the relationship between husband and wife and the relationship between parents and children.
我们能如此做，是因为我们相信耶稣会帮助我们成就。
If we do this, it's because we have faith and believe Jesus will accomplish all this.
这是我们的信心。
This is our faith.
第二。
Second,
我们总以为我们知道我们最大的需要是什么。
We often think that we know what is our great need.
然而在实际生活中，我们往往只注意我们周围的环境。
But usually in the daily life, we only notice that the things around us.
其实我们真正面对的问题，并不是我们的配偶、儿女或者是父母。
Actually, the real problem we face every day is not our spouse or our children.
也不是我们的工作、老板或者是同事。
Not our work, our boss, or our colleagues.
也不是我们的制约贫乏、时间短缺或者是收入不足。
Not because we lack things or we do not have time.
那么就像那个瘫子，只看到他身体的需要得医治。
Just like that paralytic, he only sees he is paralyzed, he wants to be healed.
我们也只看到我们眼前的需要。
We only see our obvious need.
好多时候是我们是忽略了我们更大的需要。
Oftentimes we ignore our greatest need.
就是我们的救主，我们的耶稣基督。
And that is our Lord Jesus Christ.
他才是我们真正的需要。
He is our true need.
我们很高兴接受耶稣成为我们的救主。
We often receive Jesus as a savior gladly.
但是我们是否也真正愿意让基督成为我们生命的主？
But do we truly want Jesus as is the Lord of our life?
我们必须要明白这样一个真理。
We need to understand this truth.
如果耶稣不是我们生命的主，
If Jesus is not the Lord of our life,
他必不会成为我们的救主。
He is not our Savior.
因为信耶稣不只是信耶稣拯救罪人。
Believe Jesus is not just believe he saves the sinners.
也必然会按照耶稣教导的去行。
And one will do what Jesus commands.
也就是信心跟行为，它一定是并行的。
faith and the actions they are parallel, then they go together.
只有真正的信心才会得到主耶稣基督完美的祝福。
Only the true faith that has the blessing from the Lord Jesus.
我们一起祷告。
Let us pray.
亲爱的天父，我们谢谢你赐给我们这样美好的时间，一起来明白你的话语。
Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for this wonderful time that we can study and learn your words.
主，就求主你常常的来怜悯恩待我们。
Lord, we ask you to come often to have mercy on us.
让我们真正的知道，我们真的是一群缺乏信心的人。
So that we truly know that we are people that has little faith.
主，你添加我们的信心。
Lord, you grant us faith.
因为我们有信心，我们真的才有动力，才能在我们生活中活出耶稣基督的样式。
Only through faith that we will have motivation so that we can live a life like our Lord Jesus Christ.
求主你引导每一个你的儿女能够过一个信心的生活。
And please, we pray that Lord, you lead us so every one of your children can live a life that pleasing you.
靠着你的恩典，能够让我们尽且度日。
So by your grace that we can live a godly life.
能够在世，能够荣耀主你的名。
While we are in this world, on this world, that we can glorify your name.
我们一起同心的祷告，奉耶稣基督的名。
And we pray in unison in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.